Oh, bless. Well, I'm on my phone call, Morton, and obviously Lawrence took the laptop away with him. His computer's way too technical for me. But I'm actually up on the bed and I've got willow laid across my legs. But Rocky, ever since Lawrence went to Nepal back last November, Rocky does not come in the bedroom when I'm in there. It is a bizarre thing. And I come up to bed on an evening with Lawrence away, and I bring a couple of treats up with me. I sit on the bed, and Willow takes the treat. Rocky will not come over the threshold from the hallway to my bed. I have to get up and physically take the treat to him. So I think he feels it's his duty, maybe, to watch over me while Lawrence is away. I think if he thinks he comes in the bedroom and gets too cozy, he won't stay awake. So, and it blesses me really, because I know I'm safe. First and foremost, that God takes care of us in every situation. And then anyone that have seen Rocky and Willow, if you'd be a fool if you wanted to break in here one night, because you'd get really not, he's not vicious at all, but he would jump up, he would lick you to death, really. But he's a good 8 stone in weight. And once he sits on you, there's no moving. But Dan, you bless me so much, mate. Just the simplicity of your heart for people and your love for God. And it is just that simple. It's only us that makes it complicated. And I think over the years, me, myself and Lawrence, we've searched, we've tried probably every religion. I think our hearts were just to want to know God more. And that we had the ability, when we learned that we had the ability that we could also share, that we could teach. Because it's God in Christ in us, and that Holy Spirit, I've shared it a few times, that it's not about sitting in a church and letting a man preach to you, but that we can go out teaching and preaching to others. We have that same enablement that Jesus Christ had, and that we can touch hearts even when we don't know the people. God knows what they need to hear. And if we're walking by that spirit and we just speak what God puts in our heart to speak, that's when the deliverance comes. That's when people are set free. Because the world just wants to keep them in bondage. But God says that his son is free. And if you're in his son, then you're free indeed. You don't have to condemn yourself. You don't have to walk with fears, worries, and doubts. And recognizing, every day who we are in Christ, and that we are really, the best version of us that we can be when we walk by that spirit, that God has given us every enablement, that we can touch hearts, we can win souls, that we can just speak by those tender heavenly words. Sometimes it could sound reproving. Sometimes it's an encouragement. Sometimes it's a teaching. Sometimes it's just sharing with someone what God's done for you. And we've all got a testimony to tell, where we were, where we are, where we're going, because it's through God that we have that life which is more than abundant. And like I said earlier, 54 days of rain, it was getting a bit depressive. Over here, I don't think for many years we've not had 54 days of continuous rain. It just, the fields were up to your knees in water, flooding. It was really bad. And so no snow. It wasn't really, really cold like it has been other years. But then yesterday, that break in the cloud, and I woke up to blue skies. Even Amber messaged me and said, "What a glorious day. Praise the Lord," Because when we see that sun, it just lightens your mood. It just lightens your heart and everything around you. I mean, I guess if you're living in a hot country, you would be very thankful to see 54 days of rain. But we don't. And so when the sun comes out, you know, you can start seeing the leaves, the buds coming on the trees, the flowers are starting to bloom. I sat by my patio doors this morning and I see the magpies building their nest in the tree. I've got two little sparrow type birds that fly into the outhouse and I know where they go. They go up in the corner and they're making their nests as well. And it's just like, the birds do not fear. They do not worry. They do not toil, you know, and God takes care of them. How much more will God take care of us? You know, they live so simply. You know, watching them take the twigs from the ground and taking them up to the tree, and you see them weaving them in, is phenomenal. And knowing that those little shoots are coming, and it just reminds me of when we minister or we share the word with someone, you know, they were that, just a branch with no buds, no leaves, no nothing. And as you start to share the word, those little buds come and then they blossom into flowers or they get their leaves. And that's the way that God intended it to be, that we grow on a daily basis. And then at times we prune ourselves back, we cut off all the dead wood, we cut off all the negatives, you know, and we start again. We start refreshing ourselves and listening and learning and growing. Every day we should be learning and growing. And so Lawrence did say to me to send his love to everyone. It was a little bit apprehensive on Sunday because they cancelled all the flights to India. But we prayed and Lawrence said he was 100% sure that all the flights would be back on for him to fly out on Monday because of the route. They sort of fly over Iran and then down into Delhi. So, but yes, his flight was on. He had a wonderful flight over and they're now down near Mumbai. It's just up from Mumbai. But Raj is there with them. He collected them from the airport. So they've had something to eat. And their first fellowship starts tomorrow. But he sends his love. He's very excited. It's a new area. And already so many fellowships wanted to be on the itinerary. And so, you know, it's simple. We complicate it far too much. We have to forget all this in, you know, head knowledge and just really simplify things, that it's not about what we know, but that we allow ourselves to grow daily with God, and that he's the one that gets all the glory and the praise. You know, he's the one that we adhere above everything else that we esteem in our lives, that God is first. And if we continue to really have that heart of love for God and for his people, then, you know, that's pure humility. You know, there's no proudness there at all. That it's not about people. It's not, well, I've been around 40 years. I've seen people that in India and in Nepal that have only been around a month, and they blow your socks off, mate. Some of them can't read, some of them can't write, but they hear the truths of God's word. They hear and they adhere to it, they believe it, and then they just walk out on it and they act upon it. And that's how these fellowships are multiplying so fast, because they're taking out the educated doctrine and they're just living very simply. You know, they hear something, they believe it, they apply it in their lives, and they get the results instantly. And that's how simple it really is. It's just learning to be with God more than you being with that head knowledge and, you know, retemorizing scripture and knowing what the scriptures say. Just really living with God on a one-to-one basis 24/7. Growing, learning, you know, realizing who you are in Christ, that Christ died for you as an individual. God saw something specific in you. He called you before the foundations of the world. And when I say the word you, you put your name in there. He called you to be his sons and his daughters. Right? He's a living God. He's not made of stone. He's not made of wood. He's a living God. And these things really are happening. And it's such an irate rate that is just flourishing all over India and Nepal. And they're moving abroad now. They're in Japan, they're in Dubai, they're moving. They're really moving swiftly. And they're in London, the Nepali people that have moved over here for studying and that. They've got their fellowships going. They're not afraid. They just really listen to God and they move. They hear what people are sharing. They hear what people are saying and they just move with it. There's no ifs or buts. There's no negatives. They don't say, well, I can't start fellowship yet because I don't have anyone. You know, and if I was to run a fellowship, well, what day would be good? Well, there's no particular day that's good for me. And then you start putting the boundaries up. Then you start realizing, well, actually, no, this isn't going to work. But all you've got to do is make a date, make a time, and begin. And when you make that commitment, and you stick to that commitment, even if nobody comes the first week, or the second week, or the third week, you still stick to your commitment. Same day, same time. I mean, we've been running this fellowship on a Thursday night now for I don't know how many years. And even when Lawrence's mum passed away, and we had the funeral on the Thursday, on the Thursday afternoon, he still came back home and he still ran the fellowship because it's God first. That's commitment. You know, that is commitment. That's not making an excuse. Well, actually, he had a great excuse. You know, his mum had just buried his mum. But no. His commitment was to God first, and he knew if he kept God first, God would bless him, and God really did go over and above. So never any excuses when it comes to God. You know, God hears all, sees all, knows all. So, you know, it's only us that put those excuses and those buts with a big capital B and puts that as our stumbling block. But we got to start learning not to have those stumbling blocks and just make the commitment and go with it. I think I shared on that on Sunday, you know, about commitment and discipline and, you know, being a disciplined disciple. You know, we are the sons and daughters of the living God. We should be able to continue to move and have our being in him. You know, look what he did for us. He gave us his only begotten son. He gave us the ability to have Christ within. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We're righteous, we're sanctified, we're justified. You know, we can heal the sick and raise the dead. We can speak in tongues, we can interpret, we can bring forth word prophecy. And then those that are really tuned in will see the signs, the miracles and the wonders. You know, don't expect if you're just doing it half-heartedly that you're going to get to see all these things. Yes, you have the ability to do it, but whether God reveals it or not is a completely different matter. Right? We want to be rewarded for our own walks and our own relationship with God. You know, it's no good that Lawrence does it all. I don't want Christ to return and I stand in front of God and he goes, next please. You know, and then Lawrence stands there and gets all the praise and the glory. Right? We are individuals. We all have an individual walk. We will all answer to God for that walk. Right? I think it's in Joshua, right? Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. I'm not afraid of what people think of me or what people say about me. But I am concerned about what God thinks. And that God is the one that leads us and guides us. That God is the head of my house. And that, yes, my ministry is different to Lawrence's. Lawrence is a pastor, and he's a damn good pastor. You know, he's faithful, he's committed, you know, and he'll put, when it comes to God, God's first. We all know that. Me, I'm more of a face-to-face person, and people have said over the years that I'm a prophet. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all have our long suits. When we all come together, again, we're like a puzzle. All those pieces come together. You know, I'll tell it as it is. I'm very straight, very, like, to the point. I don't mess around. You know, some people think that's a bit hard at times, but I don't have time. You know, like, time is very limited. And if I have something to say, I'll say it to you, but I'll say it with great love, only because I want you to grow and you to do better. You know, like when I was raising my children, yes, I was quite hard at times, right? Didn't raise my hands, didn't hit them, beat them. But, you know, when I spoke, that was it. And like even now when the grandchildren come over, I very rarely have to raise my voice to them. Maya's never rude to me, nor Vinny, you know, but it's the respect. You know, I say something and they stop. And it's not because I don't love them. And again, like with God, when God corrects us, he does it very lovingly. He wants us to be the best version of what we can be. And so, you know, Lawrence, he'll spend all weeks like sharing with someone, encouraging and going the extra mile. And I take all of 30 seconds, oomph, there, down, job done. And then I move on. But again, we're all different. We all are seated in the body where it pleases him. And when we all come together, we're a force. We are a strong force to reckon with, mate. And so if we continue like that, you know, just encouraging one another, edifying one another, praising one another up, loving, you know, sometimes correcting one another, you know, what a better place this is going to be. What a better walk we will have. That we won't have the ifs and the buts, right? No good having ifs and buts. Oh, but if only I'd done that yesterday. No, gone, too late. Can't do anything about that. But you can do about it today. You can do something about it today. Or tomorrow. Take care of it tomorrow. Don't keep looking back unless it's there to encourage you. All the things that you've learned and have been a great victory in your life. Look back on those things. You know, God will bring those things back to your memory. He'll show you what worked and what didn't work. He's the greatest encourager of all. So, you know, I can't even believe it's Thursday. Like, so many, it's gone so fast. And I know by the weekend, you know, it'll already be gone a week. But he's there. He just loves to be around God's people and to encourage and to hear their testimonies. I mean, their testimonies blow you away. There's so many great signs, miracles, and wonders happening. And it's just because they keep it simple. They don't complicate it. So that's what I wanted to share. And you just have a wonderful week, you know, praising God, having favor, you know, having sharing testimonies and encouraging one another. You know, if there's somebody you haven't spoken to for a while, send them a text message or a WhatsApp message. Just let them know that you're thinking of them and keeping them in your prayers. And it goes a long way at times, you know, just reaching out and encouraging someone. Because you never know what people are going through in these walks of life nowadays and what hits their hearts. They're not all as strong as us. Some of them need that encouragement, especially with this war that's going on as well. You know, people need encouragement. They need to know that World War III isn't coming. Whatever they're putting out on social media or whatever, it's not coming, right? God will not allow that to take place, right? We're not going to be annihilating cities with nuclear bombs and all the rest of the rubbish. So let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the things that God is doing. Let's focus on the things that Christ done for us. and where we're going and what we're going to achieve. And let's keep it positive. So bless your hearts. That's what I wanted to share.